It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. I'm sitting in for Jeremy Loeb this week and hope you're having a great start to your Memorial Day. The June 3rd primary is a week from tomorrow. There are no Democrats running for a seat on the Alabama Utility Regulatory Board. That means the race between two-time candidate Kathy Peterson and incumbent Jeremy Oden will choose the winner. It's a financially lopsided race since Oden has collected more than $350,000 and a long list of endorsements. Peterson has largely financed her own campaign, and she says she's not getting any special interest help. Lots of motorists are hitting Alabama's roads for the return trip after Memorial Day. Alabama's AAA predicts 1.5% increase in traffic compared to 2013, which was the heaviest Memorial Day in a decade. Alabama sees motorists heading to the state's beaches or driving through the state on the way to destinations like Orlando's theme parks. AAA spokesman Clay Ingram says the same roads that were clogged on Friday and Saturday are likely to be heavy today.
Without a doubt, the interstates will be very congested, a lot of slow-moving traffic. And it's going to take you longer to get where you're going than it normally does. So you need to allow for that and add a little extra time into your travel schedule so that you can kind of sit back and relax and go with the flow. And
Ingram says another concern for today is that drivers may be fatigued at the end of their vacations compared to when they started. Gas prices may have also contributed to the heavy traffic, with prices in Alabama down to an average $3.50 a gallon. Another traffic concern today is that Memorial Day ranks as one of the highest holiday periods for red light violations. David Kelly is CEO of the National Coalition for Safer Roads. He says more than 500 people ran red lights in Alabama over Memorial Day weekend last year, and that's not always the violators who pay the price.
Two-thirds of the people that are in crashes are not the folks that run the red lights in the first place. They're the innocent bystanders. They're the pedestrians and the bicyclists and the occupants of other vehicles.
Kelly encourages people to slow down and pay attention. That means putting down the cell phone and not drinking and driving. A lawsuit against Alabama's Porch Creek Indian tribe may be able to go forward. The state Supreme Court denied the tribe's request to dismiss a lawsuit by Adriana Kelly and Edward Gilbert. They claim they were injured by a drunk casino customer in a car crash. The state's highest court disagreed that the tribe has immunity. Chief Justice Roy Moore says the tribe waived immunity when it bought insurance to get a state alcohol license. And if Alabama oysters sound good, then your shipment may be coming in. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reopening several areas for oyster harvesting just about now. The state says the Portersville Bay area, as well as Grand Bay and Heron Bay, will reopen to oyster harvesting as of 6 a.m. today. The department closed several areas in early April because of possible bacteria contamination after heavy rains. Department officials say they'll continue conducting safety checks in bay waters and on the shellfish. Let's check out our Memorial Day forecast. Here's Richard Scott at WVUA.
It's shaping up to be a hot Memorial Day on this Monday. Temperatures top out in the low 90s, and there's a small chance of rain this afternoon, but many of us should stay dry. Rain chance of 20%. Same for Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs top out in the low 90s, partly cloudy. Overnight temperatures in the low to mid 60s, and each afternoon there's a chance for passing shower or storm, although many of us will stay rain-free. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.